Many people discovered the pop singer Björk from her performance in Lars von Trier's film Dancer in the Dark. Björk won Best Actress for that performance at last year's Cannes Film Festival. Her first album since that success is called Vespertine. Critic Will Hermes has this review.
Is there a more enchanting singer on the planet than Bjork Goodman's daughter? Is there a pop star alive with better cheekbones? I'm sorry, but it's impossible to talk about Bjork without making over-the-top statements. She's an over-the-top artist. You can see that in Lars von Trier's gothic musical Dancer in the Dark, in which Bjork sings and pirouettes her way through a role as a single mom going blind. Her first performance in a feature film, Bjork had every sympathetic viewer in tears. And the experience left her so emotionally riven, she declared she'd never act again. Instead, she returned home to Iceland, pulled the comforter over her head, opened up her Macintosh G3 PowerBook, and began composing a new record. Björk's record is called Vespertine, which a dictionary will tell you means roughly things that flourish in the evening. It comes from the Latin coinage Vespers, an evening religious service, or the prayers monks sing at the end of the day. In a move that courts cliché, the record is filled with swirling string arrangements, angelic choirs, and heavenly harps. But this being the 21st century, and Björk being Björk, she hangs these stage dressings on scaffolds of computer-built rhythms and textures. The way these opposite-seeming ingredients rub against each other creates a distinct sort of magic, recalling what author Eric Davis, in his book Technosis, described as the mystical impulse that sparks our obsession with technology.
Anyway, it's not up to you.
Some accuse Vespertine of preciousness, but for me there's something in its lush and hushed ecstasy that's utterly transporting, and over the past month or so it's one of the only pop records I've been able to listen to. In early October, Björk gave a concert at New York's Radio City Music Hall. It was a Manhattan Friday night, the first one to seem vaguely normal since the events of September 11th. The streets were filled with people out on the town, and Radio City's neon lights glowed pink and purple. Inside, Björk performed the music from Vespertine with a full orchestra, an 11-woman choir from Greenland, an electric harpist, and a pair of musicians performing on laptop computers. It was over the top, but beautifully so, and her oddly accented vowels, urging a surrender to the sensual, rose up to the venue's huge ceiling like clouds. And I'll tell you, if Björk had transmogrified on the spot into some strange angel and floated up there with them, I don't think anyone would have blinked. Björk may have given up screen acting, but she remains one of the great musical thespians.
The CD is Vespertine by Björk. Will Hermes is senior editor for Spin Magazine.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.